Yeah, I suppose both teams probably were always in the game. It was nip and tuck right throughout the first half, and then we opened up a gap maybe 4 to 5 points there in the second half. But Glenn never gave up and kept playing, and they had quality in the forward line. They were always going to create chances and get scores, and you know, we're just glad to get that goal at the end to free up that bit of breathing space.
Yeah, you battled really hard there, I thought, and particularly in the midfield, and you just seemed to keep coming up. When the ball hit the ground, it seemed to be a red and white jersey there.
Yeah, I suppose when push came to shove, you know, Glenn closed back into 2 points there at the end, and you know, fair play to Sean Ward and Stephen Ward, like Jason Morrow out around the middle of the field, you know, they got their hands in primary possession. And you know, in games, you know, when there's only a 2 point gap in it with a couple of minutes to go, that's what it's all about, is just gaining that primary possession. And we were glad to get those couple of kickouts and get the ball down the field to open up the gap again. But overall, you know, I'd say both teams probably, you know, it was nip and tuck, and we probably would have been quite happy with the first half. You know, we got 8 points on the board, and a lot of them were good scores, and you know, consistently were kind of creating chances, and that probably laid the groundwork. Then we played with a bit of a breeze in the second half and clipped over 3 to 4 points at the start of the second half too, so it helped, so it did towards the end.
Yeah, Sean Ward back from Boston and time to play in the second half there, and he made a huge difference when he came on.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, look, Sean's great quality on the ball, so he has, and he came up with a 2-pointer at a massive time of the game, so he did too, and other scores as well, and even just to have his presence on the pitch too, you know, physicality wise too, and a bit of height around the middle definitely helped, and we're definitely glad to get him back, and hoping that there's a few more additions to the panel now going forward.
Very good, and a good win, and you look forward now to another duo with Terriman. Of course, your club know them very, very well, and did you get a look at the Terriman against Glenswally yesterday?
Yeah, but yesterday, I suppose Terriman probably, they put in a good performance yesterday, you know, and that game, similar to ours today, could have went anyway. Glenswally probably just come up with the scores at the right time, but we know Terriman, you know, the past couple of years have been consistent, and you know, they're a very good, very strong side around the middle, so they are, so we know it's going to be a massive task going down there to the Burn Road, but it's always one that, you know, I suppose we look forward to. You know, you're going to get a good, intense championship game of football, and look, that's what football is all about. That's what we're probably training for all year, and I suppose if you can't look forward to going down to the Burn Road and getting into a good hard game of championship football, you probably shouldn't be doing the training all year. So that's probably what we're going to go after. We have 2 points on the board, and look, we'll look to get as many points on the board before the round 4 game.